Blog Talk Radio.
Namaste, my friends. I appreciate you tuning in today. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I've been having a good day. Hopefully your day is going as well. If you'd like to call into the show, let me give you a call-in number. It is 347-327-9168. 9316. Again, the call in number is 347-327-9316. There are several calls ahead of you, but we'll try to get you on if all possible. Amen. We say namaste to you again, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm just looking forward to what Spirit's going to do today. I've been feeling all day that Spirit really wants to talk to somebody today, and maybe you're that person that's a little down today and lost your way a little bit. And just remember, it only lasts for a while. You know, we don't drown in depression. We just fight our way out of there. So let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then I'll be taking some calls. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us. And right now, I just pray for my listeners. I thank you for them and for leading them to us. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally today. And just bless the socks off of them today and just touch their lives. Father, Mother, God, I also ask you to help me become that messenger that you always use on this program. And I appreciate that so much. And let's go ahead and say namaste and amen. And let's take our first call. Is 716. You're on air with me.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Hopefully you're doing good too.
I'm trying. I'm really trying. I got a couple things going on. But I was wondering if you could tell me if my relationship with this man named Sean is going to move forward soon. Like, are we going to be together?
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that you will be together, and I feel like they'll move on next month, more next month. So.
In 6 months?
No, next month. October.
Oh, next month. Okay, because he's going through, he's finalizing his divorce. Is he going to be able to commit to me, or am I going to be waiting a while?
You're going to be waiting a while. Not too long, but a while.
Okay. So is it worth the wait, or is it?
It's worth the wait. He's a good guy. He'll treat you right. But, you know, if you have the patience to wait for him, that's another question, because I would I'd see him, like, getting more into this relationship, like, at the end of October, early November. He's just getting out of a relationship, so it's going to take a while to rebound out of there.
Yeah, I mean, I've known him for 6 years, so I've been his friend, and we've been together, but it's the divorce is just really, it's really rough. So I just wanted to know. I appreciate your insight. It really, it helps a lot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care of yourself, and I'll be praying for you. So, all right.
Do you have a website at all, or do you just do it on radio?
Yeah. No, I have a website. Would you like that address?
Sure.
Okay. It's www.insightswithmichael@gmail.com.
At T what?
At Gmail.
Oh, gmail.com. Okay.
Right.
I got it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and take another call. At 202, you're on air with me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
Hi, I've been talking to this guy for almost a month now, and I just want to know if you see it going anywhere.
Give me the initial of his first name, please. Just the first initial.
P.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to say it's going to take a while. It's just him not wanting to commit to anything at the moment, so it will take a while. I wouldn't see this relationship going anywhere until next year, about springtime of next year.
Okay, and then you see us, like, possibly getting into a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay, so I should
you
just be patient then.
Yeah, just be patient and work on yourself a little bit, and you know, get rid of any extra baggage that might be hanging on. But yeah, he's worth the wait. So it's up to you if you do the waiting. So.
Okay. All right. Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to 708. You're on air with me. Whoop, hold on. 6617, you're on air with me.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Michael. How are you? This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Let's know, do you see a relationship this year or next year for me?
I'm going to go lean towards next year. There's still some things that you need to work on yourself about.
Mm-hmm.
And just take care of yourself. But I wouldn't see a relationship here until it looks like early summer of next year. April
okay.
or May.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Alrighty. You as well. Bye.
All right. Let's keep on moving. And it is 954. You're on air with me, Harry.
Hi, Michael. It's Ann. I know I spoke with you yesterday, but something turned up today, and I really need to ask you about.
Okay.
Today would be the one-year anniversary of my aunt's passing, and some things were sent to me. I had opened a box of clothing items and miscellaneous things about 6 months ago, and I have actually had another box that I hadn't opened, and I was told there was going to be some very nice jewelry, not expensive, not, you know, real valuable, but some she and I shared a love for a lot of jewelry and things. And I kept that, and tonight I'm supposed to be going to a little birthday party, and I thought perhaps I'd wear an item and find it. And I opened the box, and I was quite shocked because in it was not the jewelry I was promised, but it's a very large, beautiful doll. It's a fiber optic, and it's a beautiful doll. But it was not at all what I had expected. Now, the
right.
person who told me what was in the box was the male cousin. His sister put a note in there saying that this is something that her mother would like to have seen me have. So I'm pretty upset.
Yeah.
It's the sentimental value, and it's wanting to have something close to her with me. And really, I'm just not into dolls anymore. I've given a lot of them away, and I have cats, so they get into everything. So it's not something I could even put out. So do you think I should, talk to him about it? Would it upset him? Would it cause a big problem in the family? Because he did tell me those exactly what was in the box. So I don't know what to
right.
do, because he just had a heart attack, in fact, the beginning of this month.
Mm. Okay. I'm seeing that you should speak to him about it, and you can do it in a manner that, you know, won't be offensive. Because,
right,
I mean,
I'm trying to think how to word it and how to do it.
Yeah, right.
You know,
but
and ask him to repeat maybe what he told me. You know, if that
yeah.
would be the proper way to ask him to repeat, did you say this or that I was supposed to be getting this, that, the other?
Right. Yeah, that would be a good way to do it. Because I feel like you will get it. It's
you
just
do.
Been delayed a little bit. Yeah.
She had a daughter and a granddaughter. Neither one of these girls, women, have any interest at all in costume jewelry. They wear minimum jewelry, and my aunt and I were very much in the same kind of a mindset when it comes to clothing and fashion, and that we shared a lot. And they are not, you know, into that. They don't go out a lot, and it's not something that I think they would even enjoy. So, you know, I don't know what happened there.
Right. You know, yeah, I just think it was an oversight. I feel like it wasn't done intentionally.
Okay.
That's what I'm picking up. And, you know, I just feel like it was just a mistake. You know, somebody said something and it got in the wrong boxes or something like
that.
Yeah,
that didn't happen.
You know what?
With all the upset, it was so sudden. Do you feel her energy at all? Do you pick up anything?
Yes. I'm actually picking up on her right now. And she's the one telling me that you're going to get the jewelry because she really wants you to have it. So, like I said, you know, with everything going on, it just was an oversight. Somebody just got the wrong boxes.
You don't think it'll cause a row between the brother and sister if I bring this up?
No.
Okay, because I'm trying to stay on good terms with both of them.
Yeah, but I see you getting it. It's just going to be down the line a little bit. I don't see any problems. It's just all in the way you speak about this to the person that told you, what was going to be there.
Upset him physically or emotionally in any way, because I know this is hard for him and his father. And his father's going to be 90, so... I don't want to, you know, create too much of a ripple there. I want to stay on good terms with my family.
Yeah, I feel like if you approach it in this manner, you know, not wanting to upset anybody, then, you know, Spirit's going to move on your behalf.
Quite a shocker. I mean, you know, it's beautiful, but it's, for me, it doesn't have the sentiment. I have some costume jewelry of hers, a few things that came with the clothing, which actually I'm wearing out tonight. But there were a lot of, she had very elegant taste. And I know I didn't expect any, you know, expensive jewelry, things that goes to the women in the family. But these other things, I don't think they would value as much as I do.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, just trust Spirit to work this out. All right.
Okay, Michael. And one other thing, I'm still nervous about the other financial issue. You do definitely see me getting some help during the week for the other thing that's going on.
Yeah, I would say towards the end of the week, about Friday, Thursday.
There's a deadline involved on Tuesday or Wednesday. There's a deadline. I think it's Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday's the deadline.
Okay.
I have to know by then.
Right. You know, I'm getting what I got, so maybe there's going to be a delay or something because I feel like Thursday or Friday. So.
Friday, but I won't be in any chaos situation next week, I hope.
No, everything should be calm this week for you.
I hope you're right, Michael. It's been wild. Okay.
Right.
I do appreciate you taking that call, Michael, and I'm glad to hear you're doing well. And I'll continue to listen. Thank you very much.
Okay,
many blessings.
All right. Let me get to where I need to be. 702, you're on air with me. Whoop, Bobby, just a second. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Michael. I wanted to know if you were able to pick up anything from my grandma for me. Or anybody else who you could pick up.
Okay. I am feeling a spirit. I don't know if it's connecting with you, though. This would be a woman that passed, like, in her 60s.
Maybe an
aunt. She's 60 when she passed. Okay. She's just coming across telling you to be patient. With things and just have a sense of humor at some things. I mean, sometimes people do the funniest things, not meaning to, but yeah, I definitely feel a woman present. She just wants to reassure you that everything's going to be okay. It feels more like a grandmother type, not an aunt. It feels more to me like a grandmother.
Because my grandma was older. She was like in her 80s when she passed.
Yeah, I feel like it's an older woman, so.
Interesting. Because you know what? When it seems like when I talk to my mom, which I just talked to her yesterday, I always get people around me, you know?
Yeah,
people, like,
there's lots of people around you.
And stuff. Yeah.
Right. It piques their interest.
I've been feeling them.
Yeah. Because I'll know, like, when I'm going through photo albums, we have a whole bunch of old photos, and I would pick up on, you know, pictures and stuff like that. And, that's a good way to pick up on things, if you have pictures.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a while.
All right. So,
but anyway.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate the message.
You're welcome. You have a good day. Thanks for helping.
You too.
All right, let me scroll down here. All right, let's go ahead and speak to 515. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
Just wanting to see if you see anything, how I'd fare with this legal proceeding.
Okay. These can be tricky, I'll tell you, because sometimes there's a lot of people involved in legal stuff like this. But I feel like when all the dust settles on this, you'll come out on top. So don't worry about that. Spirit's taking care of you and watching over you, so... Okay.
Okay. Do you have an idea when it would be completed? It hasn't really started yet, but.
Yeah, it's gonna be delayed a little bit here and there. So, like I said, it's very tricky for me to pinpoint something, but it's gonna go into next year still. January, February, this should be ending.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks.
No problem. Appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Let me give you the website address for me where you can set up readings. www.insightswithmichael.net. That is www.insightswithmichael.net. So that way you go over there and set up a full reading. I don't have time to do a full reading on air. These are just sample readings and things to help you out right at this moment. But a lot of times, Spirit has a lot more to say to you. So, I mean, I'm feeling chills right now as I talk, which represents spirits to me. I'm trying to tap into some of these, see if they want to talk to anybody in particular. But you can go over to the website and set up full readings, and you get more information. So, and plus, my prices are fair and affordable, so you might just want to do that. All right. We are done taking calls at the moment. So, again, the call number to the program is 347-327-9316. Again, the call number is 347-327-9316. All right. Now I get to talk for a little bit. So we'll just see what Spirit wants to do today. And let's go ahead and pull a card for the show. And let's do that right now. Focus is... abundance. And usually when we think of abundance, we think money. We can be blessed in many ways. It doesn't have to be just financial. But I feel like the Spirit really wants to bless somebody with a lot of abundance. And so I want to see what Spirit has in store for the rest of the program. because I'm excited about what Spirit's doing, and I don't know about you. Let's talk about blackouts. Every once in a while, I'll be around and I forget things. Like, you know, I walk into the kitchen area and then I go, okay, what am I doing in there? Anybody else having those experiences? Call in and let me know if you are. But Spirit's really working right now. We're in a period of great change. I just feel it. I feel like that, you know, if you want a breakthrough, you're going to get a breakthrough. You know, a lot of times we're struggling and we say, you know, to Spirit, where are you? Why aren't you taking care of this already? Why do I keep doing the same thing over and over and over without any results? And what you have to do is just trust Spirit that everything's going to work out. And that takes faith. It takes faith to just step out there saying, okay, I'm going to step out and Spirit's got me, so let's go do what we need to do. And so you, a lot of times you have issues like that. So, all right, let's go. Let's go ahead and play a song, and then we'll be right back. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Thank you.
the blessings that are already with you and feel them flooding into your heart, into your awareness. And as we sing Namé, which means I bow to each blessing, to each gift from the divine.
That song. Hopefully you enjoy it as well. Let's talk about spirit guides for a minute. Okay, how they help us. We have everyone has several spirit guides and protectors who work in the unseen realms. These may be deceased relatives, angels, archangels, ascended masters, goddesses and gods, the Holy Spirit, or some soul you have partnered with in past lives, in order to assist one another with soul development. I have a spirit guide. His name is Stephen, and he's actually funny at times, and he helps me just laugh at things that we take too serious sometimes. But your spirit guide wants to assist you and help you along the way. So how do you work with them? 7 steps to communicating and knowing who you are working with. This was written by Yvonne Perry. I'm just reading it today. Our guides may change throughout our lifetimes as our souls grow from lessons learned. We may unlock a new level like we do in video games. And right now, we are going into higher levels. Just recently, Stephen's told me, that we're going through a break. As soon as we get done with what we're doing right now, which is, it can be, when you just black out, you don't remember things, that can be a little scary. But you just also have to realize it could be a physical thing. It also could be a spiritual thing. So you just have to trust your guides and get to know them. You wouldn't just open up to a total stranger without getting to know them first, and that's what you can do with spirit guides. And also, just, learn their name. Learn what they want to be called. My guide is Stephen, but I have several other helper and angels that work with me, and so do you. So we just got to keep on keeping on and know that Spirit's going to bless us abundantly more and more as we grow. And anytime we grow, I don't know about you, but when I was a teenager, there was a period where I just shot up like a like up and taller than I had been, and moving up to a different cycle or a different plane. And that's what Spirit's wanting to do with us right now. And with any kind of growth, there could be some growing pains. You know, it's not easy to let go of habits, break those habits, and it's not easy just to trust. But, you know, we can do that, and we learn to do that. Seven steps. Let me get down here. Get this article up where I can see it. Seven steps to find out who your guides are. Okay, and these are good ones. First one, get to a quiet place where you will not be disturbed. Set up like an appointment with your spirit guide. I do this with Stephen. You know, at a certain time, I go into a meditative state and I listen to what he has to say, and he listens to me, and then we get it out into the airwaves if that's what he wants to do with that. But, you know, then light a candle and set your intention to hear from Spirit. You know, again, just, you know, like you're having a guest come over, you know, light maybe some incense, maybe some candles, and just set your intention to hear from Spirit. Breathe deeply for a few minutes to clear your mind. We practice this and several times on the show. We'll do some breathing exercises. Breathing deeply and letting go is an ideal way to work with your spirit guide. Call in your spirit guides. Okay, once you prepare the room or wherever you're going to be, then, you know, you're in a meditative state right now. So then call in your spirit guides to get to know them. And, you know, get to know what their name is, what they want to be called by. You know, don't be intimidated by them. They're not there to hurt you. They're there to help you. So just continue on that path. Write down what you hear, see, or sense. You know, so take your notebook with you. Grab a pen and then just start writing whatever comes to your mind. That's called automated writing, and that's a perfect way for your spirit guide to communicate with you is through writing. Thank your guides for their messages to you. This is the last thing you do. Then be sure you thank them for speaking to you, and just go from there. So that's how you, seven steps to getting to know your spirit guide. I lost my mouse. There we go. I found it. Let me go back over here. So, you know, working with spirit can be hard at times. Your mind's going to race with you for a little bit. You know, but if that happens, just, you know, set up a different time to speak to your spirit guide, and then that will happen. I know with my spirit guide, when I first started learning about spirit guides, I asked for him to show me himself, and he did, and he was like a blue outline of a person. He was lots of energy. So, all right, I don't have much else to talk about today. So how about we just go off air? But I appreciate you tuning in to the show. And, you know, keep your head up. Have a great week. And I'll talk to you probably next weekend. All right? So we'll talk to you then. Have a good one. Thanks for tuning in. And we're going to go out and close this. See you guys later.
Peace be with you.